This is Innovation for Transformation. I'm Dave Ball. Let us reason together. Late Richard Feynman was a renowned physicist, a Nobel laureate, and a gifted communicator. Anyone who watches or listens to his lectures can attest that Feynman was energetic and charismatic. His enthusiasm and his engaging personality appealed to laypersons as well as his students and colleagues in the scientific community. While surveying YouTube videos, I was impressed by the relevance of one of Feynman's presentations about the scientific method. In discussing the work of theoretical physicists who construct and apply mathematical models to try to describe the universe, Feynman postulated a situation in which there are two competing theories. Every physicist understands mathematics and uses it to solve problems, but they may differ in their approach to a particular problem. The difference often depends on the quality of their education, the influence of their peers, their personal creativity, their philosophy, and their a priori assumptions. Theoretical physicists use mathematics to construct a theory and seek evidence through observation and experiments to validate their truth. Feynman distinguished himself because he displayed a profound understanding of the physical phenomena underlying a theory, as well as the ability to explain the theory in the mathematical model that supports the theory. In physics, the mathematics must be correct and the problem must be well understood. Otherwise, a flawed theory will lead to incorrect results that cannot be verified through experiments. The graveyards are filled with scientists who drew the right equations but the wrong conclusions. I reference the cold fusion phenomena, although there are many other examples throughout the history of science where IQ or pride trumped common sense and led to egregious errors. Feynman was a great scientist and educator. He was not publicly a person of faith, but unlike many of his peers in the scientific community, he was not hostile toward religion. His religious beliefs were nuanced, and he acknowledged the role of uncertainty in science and theology. Feynman's approach to science may be useful as we consider the Bible and other sacred writings. Nearly every Christian has access to a copy of the Bible and believes it to be more or less true. But how many Christians rigorously examine their faith and seek evidence to support their beliefs? We make the a priori assumption that God exists, which is just as rational and logical as the atheist assumption that God does not exist, given that matter and energy came from somewhere and must be explained somehow. Believers and non-believers may examine the same evidence and reach different conclusions. For the believer, after we read Genesis 1:1 as a starting point, where do we go? We read the same verses in the Old and New Testaments, but context is important, and different translations of the original Hebrew and Greek texts may lead to different renderings in the English language. If we are passionate about our beliefs, we may debate with other believers about our interpretations of the Bible based on our culture, family, community, education, and other factors that influence our thinking. But how can we be certain about truth? Ultimately, there is no rigorous analytical method to validate our sacred writings or confirm our beliefs, so it is a matter of philosophy and faith. And faith, according to 1 Corinthians 12:9, is a gift of the Holy Spirit. As a physicist, Richard Feynman was a seeker of truth, and he followed evidence to its logical conclusion, even though this often led to disagreements with others in the scientific community. I trust that each of us will apply critical thinking as we seek evidence of the truth that exists in the physical universe and in our sacred texts. If we are believers, let us humbly pray for the guidance of the Holy Spirit to lead us into understanding. Then, in the words of Psalm 85:11, truth shall spring out of the earth. Please share your thoughts and be blessed.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.